Hi, welcome once again, everybody. This is Jordan, and I am calling in from Phoenix, Arizona tonight. And it is February 23rd, 2009, and tonight's call is called Shadowing a Leader. And before I get started on the call, I want to start off by saying that what I do today is very similar to what I did when I first got started in the business 4 years ago. And again, if you were to get with any leader in network marketing that's achieved a large income or has a very large growing organization, you'd find that their schedules are very similar. They might organize their schedules a little bit differently, but the activities that they do on a daily basis and how they approach their relationships is probably very similar. I do want to touch on how my schedule is different than it was when I started. The main difference was when I started, my productivity days were really focused around, primarily around doing many more gift account walkthroughs to personally sign up more distributors. And today, I'm still doing that, but I'm doing that at a little less level of a level, and I've got a little higher level of, you know, coaching and doing three-way calls with my team and things like that, and conference calls and things like that. So I do want to talk about, you know, what a typical week looks like, what a typical day looks like, and we'll kind of go from there. First of all, I have, if you were to look at my schedule as a whole, there's three different types of days, if you were to label the days. I've got my off days, and on my off days, I shut my phone off, and for the most part, I shut my computer down, and I don't answer emails or calls. Sometimes when you guys get an email from me, it's an email that I prepared on one of my preparation days and sent it to Megan, and then she sent it out on a particular day. But I may not be checking emails on that particular day. But I've got my week scheduled in three different quadrants, so to speak. Well, they're not quadrants because quadrants means four. So there's three. But they've got my off days. Those are days where I have everything pretty much shut down. I have my preparation days, and then I have my what I call my productivity days. And my off days are off days. A lot of times I'll have people say, well, Jordan, it sounds like, you know, you work a lot. And in actuality, on my productivity days and my preparation days, yes, I do work a lot. And the only time most of you will hear from me is on my productivity days or my off days. You won't hear from me on my productivity days and my preparation days. You won't hear from me on my off days. So, and those are pretty well labeled on my calendar. Now, my preparation days consist of calls to existing distributors just to check in, scheduling of gift account walkthroughs and training, and then also checking and responding to emails. And then my productivity days are there's usually fewer of those. My productivity days are usually 2 or 3 days a week, and they're when I'm actually doing my gift account walkthroughs, signing up new distributors, following up with people that I've done gift account walkthroughs for, and then training new distributors. So I try and consolidate those on specific days, and I'll spend less time on my emails and probably less time returning phone calls and things that, and scheduling things. So that's kind of how my week is broken down. Most of my phone calls last, and this is since day one, 4 years ago, most of my phone calls last for 5 minutes or less, and those of you that have been on the phone with me know that. Most of what we can get done in 5 minutes. Now, obviously, if I'm doing a gift account walkthrough or a training, I'm on the phone for 30 minutes or so on a gift account walkthrough and about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour on a training. And I will say to you that if you really want to look at, if it's taking you more than 35 to 40 minutes to do a gift account walkthrough, you're probably talking way too much and giving way too much information. So really look at shaving that down. The only purpose of a gift account walkthrough is to get somebody through sending a card and then giving them a very quick, brief tour of the site, not teaching them everything on the site, but letting them know what it will do and showing them some things and then going through the three different options with them. That's really the objective for your gift account walkthrough. So what I'd like to do is go through, I'll just give you some examples of today, for example, and what my day looks like today, and you guys give me just a second. I'm actually going to pull up my calendar and actually take a look at it and actually read right off the calendar. I'm assuming it's still here on my computer screen. Yep, there it is. Okay, so some of the things that I did today was today was a preparation day. So most of the day today was calling back distributors, touching base with people that are friends of mine, people in my network. I did do a little productivity today, but most of it was preparation for my productivity days. So a couple of things that I did. Actually, tonight, one of the things I'll be doing tonight when I get off the call is I've got about 20 birthday cards to send, so I'll be on the computer sending out birthday cards and gifts. I do send cards every day. I did reserve a car for a trip that I've got coming up in a couple of weeks. I went and I purchased tickets at a ticket broker for Flight of the Conchords. I bought 4 tickets in the front row for the Flight of the Conchords. It's one of the benefits of staying focused on your productivity days and over the course of a few years, you know, getting some really nice checks coming in and then having a budget. I've got a little budget every month for fun, for play. And I take that money and I do fun things with it, with myself and with my team. So I'll be bringing 3 members of my team to Flight of the Conchords. And if you don't know who they are, they're a comedy act from Canada. It's a lot of fun. So I did do that today. And I also researched something that I'm really excited about. I need to look into it a little further, but I'm probably going to start buying 4 laptops per month and giving them to kids in third world countries. And if you go to www.amazon.com/XO, www.amazon.com/XO, you can see their program where they give laptops to kids with internet connectivity, with wireless in them, to kids in third world countries. And it's a really cool program. And I think I'm going to start doing 4 of those a month and just giving those away. And I found that. Now, as far as some of the things that I actually did, there was a potential card sender that I called. This is a guy that I've known for a while, and we're actually friends, and he's actually expressed a little interest in Send Out Cards, and so I called him, and we had a little chat, and we scheduled a gift account walkthrough for tonight after the call tonight. So after the call tonight, I'm going to do a gift account walkthrough with him, followed by sending out my birthday cards, which I mentioned earlier. I worked on setting an appointment with Trevor Dosti from Maine. He's got a couple that he wants me to meet over the phone that's on his second level. And so and this is a couple that has not signed up yet, but he wants me to have a little chat with them and say hi. And so we're trying to set that up, so I left a message for him. I took a watch in for repair. I actually called a guy who is a top network marketer in another network marketing company that I know that signed up to use Send Out Cards, and then periodically he refers people to me, and I do the gift account walkthrough and put them under him because he does have a Send Out Cards business, but because of his position in his other company, he can't actively out front build the business. So periodically he will call me and say, I've got somebody I'd like you to show Send Out Cards to. So I do a walkthrough for them, and then I just sign them up under him because they were his contact. And so I got a call from him. And I made a phone call to him and left him a message, and we're playing telephone tag right now. And so that's kind of – let me just look at my schedule. So that was some of the calls I made and some of the things. As far as my actual schedule, I met with a guy by phone at 11 a.m. today named Alan Davis. And Alan is in the real estate field. He actually he does large, like, partnerships in real estate. And without getting into a lot of detail, he's also a Send Out Cards user, and – he wanted to chat, and so we got together and spoke on the phone. And then at 3:30 this afternoon, I met with an old friend. Now, this is a guy that I've known for years and years and years. His name's Pete Bolton. He's not signed up in Send Out Cards. He's a commercial real estate broker, and he's now a consultant. And he's expressed a little bit of interest in Send Out Cards recently. And like I say, we're really close friends. I've been sending him cards for a few years, and he just recently expressed interest. And so we met at a coffee place and just had a really casual conversation. So today was primarily a preparation day where I was calling people, touching base. I do a lot of that. In fact, I'll just share, and I know I'm jumping around a little bit, but I'm just trying to give you a sense of the volume of calls that I might take on a preparation day. And keep in mind, this is my full-time profession. I do work consistently on average about 4 hours a day. So some days I might work 10 hours, some days I won't work at all. But on average, it probably comes out to about 4 hours a day. And let's see. So I'll just read you a few more here from a couple of days ago. I got on the phone with Irene and Ray Stevenson, who I signed up a few weeks ago from Canada. And Irene and Ray, I'd already trained them, and I just touched base with them to see how they were doing, and they've been sending out cards and starting to send out DVDs. I asked them to set up a couple of gift account walkthroughs for me and call me, and we'll schedule a time where I can do a three-way call with them and do a walkthrough for them because they're brand new, and that's one of the things that I try and do when I sign up a brand new person is at least do one or two gift account walkthroughs for them when they first got started. All of you listening in on the call tonight, when you sign up your first distributor, you obviously did a gift account walkthrough for them to sign them up. So you want to do your very best to do at least one or two for them if, in fact, they bring you people to do that with. If they don't bring you anyone, there's not a lot you can do. You just go on to the next person. Let's see. I left a message for Don Mastrangelo, who's a distributor in Hawaii, and he used to live in Prescott, Arizona. He's a pilot. And he's also a public speaker and an author. Signed him up, met him at a BNI meeting, sat next to him at a BNI meeting, Business Network International, a number of years ago. And he moved to Hawaii. I think I said Australia. I meant Hawaii. And I just called to touch base with him because I haven't heard from him in a while. And let's see, touched base with a good friend, Colleen Roberts, who I haven't met yet personally, but I signed her up in the business. And just over the phone I met her and signed her up. And let's see. Just touched base with her and had a little chat to find out how she was doing. Got in touch with my good friend Eric Clemens, who was signed up by Todd Falcone. And Eric is building, Eric and Barb are building an amazing business in the Midwest, as I mentioned before. Also did a three-way call for Linda Westberg. I met Linda actually in my last company, and Linda lived in Sedona for a long time. So we used to get together in Sedona as friends and then also as business associates, and she is talking to a guy named Tim, who's a kicker, football kicker, trying to get in with the NFL, and she asked me to spend a few minutes. Actually, he signed up with Send Out Cards as well, and I just did a call with him and just helped to expand his vision a little bit. So those are the kinds of things I do on a daily basis, and then, you know, when we were in Australia, we took a day off, and we went to see that show, Billy Elliot, and we walked around Australia, and we took a ferry across to a beach and hung out, and that was a free day. So we do a lot of that stuff too. But on working days, we're really focused and doing a lot just to touch base with people, to build relationships, to say hello, see how they're doing, not just people that are in the business but people who aren't in the business, not to necessarily get them in the business but just to maintain the relationship, and we send out cards every day as well. I don't know if this is helpful or not, but I know I'm kind of jumping all over the place, but I kind of give you an idea. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go and look we've got a few minutes, and I think what I'm going to do tonight is take a few questions. So I'm going to see if you guys have any questions, those of you that are listening over the Internet, regarding a typical day. If you'd like to ask those questions, as long as they don't have to do with let's see here. I'm already getting the fun questions in. So if you guys have any questions, just go ahead and type them in, and I'll get to a couple of them here. We won't be able to do very many, but we'll be able to do a few. So go ahead and type those in, and we'll see what you got. Any questions on a typical day? Wow, no questions coming in yet. You can go ahead and type. I hope you guys can hear me. You can type them in the box that says questions there right on your computer. Still no more questions coming in. I'm going to open the call, make sure you guys are out there, that you can hear me. All right, hang on.
Yes.
We're here.
We can hear you.
All right. Okay, so if you have any questions on a typical day, now's the time to type them in and let me know. So let's see what we got. Let's see. All right, hang on here. So I have a question here. How do things differ now than when you just got started? Well, when I first got started, I wasn't going out and buying Flight of the Conchords tickets, that's for sure. What I was doing is trying to figure out what was going to happen if my income didn't start going back up, because I was going through a lot of money every month because I had no income. I did have an income that went away, and then but I had a big lifestyle, and so I had to build my send-out cards business up. So I was doing a lot of things where I was reconnecting with – I was sending cards out to reconnect with a lot of old contacts that I hadn't seen in a long time. I was joining as many networking groups as I could find. I was out doing my – going to trade shows and meeting the trade show exhibitors, collecting business cards, sending cards out, things like that. So those were the kinds of things I was doing when I first got started, different than today. I still do all those things, but I don't do them to the same intensity. Now what I'm doing is I'm still bringing about one person in a week since I started with, since I, at this point, I'm bringing in about one person a week in to send out cards personally from my existing contacts, but I'm also still going to trade shows once in a while and networking events once in a while, but I'm just not doing three or four gift account walkthroughs for myself anymore. I now do them for the people that are in my, you know, that I've brought into the business, helping them get started. So when starting, I have a question here from Sunita. When starting out, what do you say to prospects that you're sending a card for the first time? Sunita, that's a question that I really can't answer because I don't know the relationship you have with the person that you're sending the card to, and it really depends on, you know, who you're sending that card to, whether it's somebody you just met, whether it's an old friend, whether it's somebody that you don't know at all. So it's going to be different depending on who you send the card to. But my recommendation is to speak from your heart as if you were calling them on the phone and just talking to them. It's not what you say in the card that's going to get them into the business. It's your intention, and your intention is to build a relationship with them and always look for opportunities to add value and be polite and compliment and contribute and all those kinds of things. I would recommend going back and listening to the last two conference calls that were done by Enos on the Cool Buzz website. If you go into the Cool Buzz website that I gave earlier and you click on conference call replays, the last two calls are like gold. In fact, it will answer your question as it relates to what do I say in cards and, you know, that kind of thing. So those are great questions. How many hours did I work today is a question that came in. I did take a couple of breaks today, and I did a lot of things that were personal related. As far as send out cards business, I probably worked about 5 hours today, and I will be doing, you know, I've got this call obviously tonight, and then I've got 30 birthday cards that I'm going to be sending out. If you call sending birthday cards working, then, I mean, it's really, to me, it's not working. I'm sending birthday cards out, right? That's something I'd be doing whether I was working or not. So that's not working, but I do have a gift account walkthrough afterwards. It'll probably be a six-hour day by the time it's said and done. Lee asks from Lexington, Kentucky. He asks, how many times do you have to set up an appointment to call someone back at a later time to do the walkthrough because they don't have time when you call them? Lee, that varies. Some people, I happen to catch them, and it's very rare, but once in a while I'll catch somebody, and they're in front of their computer right then. I don't have a set number of times. If somebody's giving me positive signs that they're interested in seeing it, then I'll keep calling them and keep setting up times until we actually get it done. If I happen to be in the same city that they're in, I may set up a time to pop in their office or their home and do it for, you know, right with them if I have to do that. But the lady that is the concierge at this condo that I have here in Phoenix, I've been really trying to get her in front of her computer now for about 3 months, and we've had three appointments scheduled, and not one of them has really come to fruition for a variety of different reasons. So my next step is to go down in the office and see if I can catch her during a quiet time when I happen to be in town and do a walkthrough with her when she's there. My intention, see, I'm never keeping score. I'm never trying to figure out, you know, this or that. I'm out of my head, and I'm really into trying to look at what can I do to make sure that everyone that is in my circle gets to feel the feeling of sending a card to someone they care about on our system. And I'm not pushy. I don't try and overcome people's objections, but I am consistent, and I am persistent, but not in a pushy way. Let's see. How long did it take you? How long did it take me to become manager once I started working with it and then senior manager? Manager was about 2 months. Senior manager was about 3 months. And the equivalent to executive, now keep in mind, back then things changed, but the equivalent to executive was about 5 months. That question came from Jan and Joff in Las Vegas. Now, I was doing this again. It doesn't matter. You know, everybody's got a different pace, and depending on your personal situation, some of you are really willing to make the commitment, even with jobs and families, some of you are willing to make the commitment of doing two or three gift account walkthroughs a day, even with the life you've got. And then there's other people that have lots of free time on their hands that, you know, can't find an hour a week to do it. So it really just depends on how fast you want to go. So I was in a position where if I wasn't going to fail financially over the next 6 months to a year, because I, like I say, I was bleeding really fast, I needed to get this done. So I was doing 3 to 5 gift account walkthroughs every day because I saw the big picture. It wasn't a matter of desperation at that point for me. it was inspiration for me. I was inspired by Cody's dream and Cody's vision, and so I went out and to make things happen. Al from New York asked, do you actually send prospecting cards or just relationship building cards? And that's a great question, Al, and the answer to that is I do both. I do mostly giving to give cards. I send most of the cards that go out are cards that have no intention to get anything back, but I also do send cards out with DVDs that talk about the business. I send those out too, but I mix them up. I don't do just one or just the other, and I definitely lean heavier on the relationship building cards. And my cards building relationships, I really don't have any attachment to them. In other words, I'm not sending them out with the intention of getting distributors, or I'm not sending them out with the intention of getting a callback. There's simply a card that's being sent out to make somebody smile, to make them feel good, to congratulate them, to compliment them. I'll send gifts out, a lot of gifts out. I do that. I don't let points stack up in my account. The worst place you can keep points is in your account. They're just gathering dust. They're doing no good. You want to get them out. And so if I see my points building up, I'm on a higher auto ship because I send out more cards each month today. But if I see my points building up, I'll put together a campaign card and attach a gift to it, and I'll send it out to 20 or 30 people. Let's see. How long did it take you before you earned a substantial income? That's from Stephen Smith. And the answer to that is it depends on what you consider to be a substantial income. You know, and again, it's different for everybody. It just depends. Like, some people can see themselves making $10,000 a month because they've made $10,000 a month in the past. And so for them, $10,000 a month is no big deal. And so they'll blow to that level with no problem because they believe it. And then other people, $10,000 a month sounds like rich, and they've never been there, and they have to break through some barriers a lot of times. They have to, you know, create a new money blueprint for themselves. I had a pretty large money blueprint because of the world that I came from in my last company. I was hanging around with 5- and 6- and even 7-figure monthly earners in my last company, so my money blueprint was set pretty high. So my income grew very, very rapidly, and because I see where I'm at right now is, you know, I've got 37,500 distributors, but I see send out cards as having millions of distributors, and so for me, 37,500, the only reason I say this is because I don't see that as a big group. That's a start. It's a nice start. For some of you, 37,000 will seem like a big group, and it just depends on what your blueprint is set at. So I got a question here from Jennifer. She says, if you have met a business person that's interested in send out cards, but they didn't sign up, do you continue to send them cards on a monthly basis? Jennifer, I would recommend reading Beach Money, the book that I wrote. 100% of the profits go to charity. You can order it at www.beachmoney.com. It will answer that question. If you have the book, you may want to reread it, especially the chapter on Rolodex marketing and how to turn little square pieces of cardboard into $100 bills. If you read those two chapters, it'll answer that question. The question she has is, if you have a business person that isn't interested in send out cards but didn't sign up, do you continue to send them cards on a monthly basis? To answer your question, Jennifer, my job is not to get them into send out cards. I'm not out getting people. That's not what I do. My job is to give people an opportunity to send a card on send out card system. And then my job is also, if there's somebody that I feel like us having a relationship together would be beneficial, my job is then to stay in touch with them for their lifetime. So I'm going to try and be a great resource for them over the next 5, 10, 20, 30, 50 years, as long as we're around. I'm going to be a great resource for that person as best as I can. So, I am going to continue to send them cards, and they're probably going to get a phone call from me once in a while to see if there's anything that I can do to help them. And if I do a good job of staying in touch with them, and if send out cards becomes a great positive resource for them, if they begin to see that, then ultimately at some point they'll sign up with me. The last few people that I've signed up are people that I've been sending cards to for years, and just now they began to see the benefit of it. So, you know, things are changing very rapidly, and as the marketplace changes, more and more people will begin to see how send out cards can help them both personally and also financially. And I'm going to take one more question, and I'm going to close up with just a quick thing. Yeah, Larry Little from Las Vegas asks if there's a book that teaches the money blueprint idea of which I speak. And Larry may already know this, but there's a book written by T. Harv Eker, and his last name is Ecker, called Something of the Millionaire Mind. And I can't think of the first part of it. One of you will tell me, I'm sure. Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, I believe. That doesn't sound right, but it's something like that. Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. The author is T, the letter T, Harv, H-A-R-V, Ecker, E-C-K-E-R. And he talks about the Money Blueprint. And that's a really great book. Adam, very funny. All right. Well, I want to just close with this, guys, and we'll open the call, give everybody a chance to say goodnight. I just want to close with, you know, we don't think anything. We don't question this scenario. We don't think anything of working 40 hours a week, 50 weeks a year for 40 years. You know, that's what we were taught. Many of you are entrepreneurs. Some of you are people that have had jobs. I had a job for 17 years, so I know that game. I was in corporate America for many of those years. Of the 17 years that I had a job, I think 12 of them I was in corporate America. And we don't question that whole model of working 40 hours a week, 50 weeks a year, which, by the way, is about 2,000 hours a year. We'll do that for 40 years. That's 80,000 hours that we'll commit our life with no chance of a residual income, right? We'll trade time for money for 40 years. And you guys know the scenario. I don't need to paint that picture. Now, the top earners in network marketing, if you were to talk to Send Out Cards top earners, but also the top earners and the top team builders in other network marketing companies, they don't work 40 hours a week. An aggressive, successful network marketer will put in 20 hours a week. And let's say you do 20 hours a week, 50 weeks a year, which is pretty ambitious. That's 1,000 hours a year. If you do that for 5 years, 20 hours a week, 20 hours a week, 50 weeks a year, that's 1,000 hours a year times 5 years. That's 5,000 hours. 80,000 hours at a job, 5,000 hours. Now, why is it possible to exceed in 5,000 hours what you couldn't do in 80,000 hours in the job scenario? Why? Because you're stacking income. The work that you do today continues to pay you in the future, even if it's a little bit. It may only be a few cents or it may be a few dollars, but it continues to pay you in the future. The work you do tomorrow continues to pay in the future. The work you do next week, next month, next year continues to pay you in the future. So over time, you build up an income stream that eventually will match your bills. So how is it possible for somebody to do in 5 years what someone could never do in 40 years at a traditional 80,000-hour plan? Well, you know what? In the job world, that 80,000-hour plan, we have a boss. In the network marketing world, we don't have a boss. Which would you rather have, boss or no boss? In the job world, we get no residual income. In network marketing, we get residual income. Which would you rather have, no residual income or residual income? In the job world, we work once, get paid once. In network marketing, we work once and get paid hundreds of times. Which would you rather have, work once, get paid once, or work once and get paid hundreds of times? So when people say to me, Jordan, oh, you know, I have people all the time, they'll say, Jordan, I just don't, you know, I don't know if I could work as hard as you. I'm not as ambitious as you. And I say, you know what, I'm not. I could think of other things to do with that 75,000 hours that I don't have to do, right? So most people will choose that other plan just because it's a blind decision because that's what we were taught. So network marketing gives us an option. It gives us an option to leverage time and to create something that we could never create in corporate America. So that being said, I'm going to open the call, give everybody a chance to say goodnight. On the count of three, go ahead and tell me your name and the city you're calling from. One, two, and...
California.